going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Well, 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 Mr. David, welcome home. You missed a wild week. It must have been difficult not to call in and check in on some of the wild stories.
Morning, Molly. Yeah, week. Happy Monday. Oh, boy, it was hard. It was very difficult. Yes, I had to resist the urge to wake up at 4 in the morning. That was a tough one. That was difficult, indeed.
There was a lot going on.
I was glad. I was thrilled. I listened a little bit. I know you're not supposed to do that when you're away, but I did listen a little. I was enthralled by everything, and you guys did a terrific job. People came in. What was it? We had a cast of characters in here.
Yeah, we had Bigsy, I think, on Monday.
Yeah, Bigsy, Dan Wiederer.
Dan Wiederer. Rami Makloff
and then Ruthie. Ruthie. Back to back.
Yeah, Ruthie.
Back to back.
The weekend.
I had to get back. They were very good. They were very good. I didn't want to get pipped.
Well, it was a really good week of news. Starting with Rory and that whole thing last Sunday.
Which I watched and appreciated.
And enjoyed. I almost said it was good. It was just like such an up and down and wild. It was fairly incredible. And we talked a little bit about the fallout from that. In other words,
well, that was bigger than just a sports story.
But winning in the fashion in which he did.
It was dramatic. It was redemptive. It was relatable. It was all those things.
But does that make winning the next one easier?
No.
Because, my God, he went through. It was like watching. It was like you were inside a man's ego id and you were trying to.
The sequel's never as good as the original. And
it will
be very difficult to top that.
And that was
in
100 years ago. And then
a lot of history.
And then there was the Bulls. You missed the whole Bulls debacle.
I watched it.
Horrible game.
I did watch it.
The awful news conference. There was a lot.
I've seen that one before.
Pick over.
Now, that was something I have seen and heard before.
Yeah,
unfortunately, the news conference. And unfortunately, we've been in this situation with the Bulls before. Feels a little bit more frustrating this time around. The third year in a row.
And we knew, thanks to Casey, he had kind of steeled us for what to expect. And just the conversations we've had with him.
Okay, that brings us to Wednesday, right? That was Wednesday night. That was Wednesday night. I remember watching Wednesday night and being disappointed, but also relieved I didn't have to get up and regurgitate everything I felt at that moment.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
So that was Wednesday.
The Cubs.
What came next?
The Cubs were in the news all weekend, obviously, the Justin Steele stuff. Your guy, Matt Shaw, we've got to get.
Oh, very disappointed.
Any kind of take from you on that?
Very disappointed.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, I can't say I was surprised, but I was very disappointed based on, the preseason glee with which I spoke of Matt Shaw.
I was there for his first home run. I saw your reaction to it. So I thought of you.
Come on, we bonded with the kid. We had a moment.
I felt bad for him
when
he went down.
And I think everybody felt a certain sense of excitement when you promote the prospect and maybe rush him to the majors.
Sure.
You think this time he's ready. This time he wasn't.
And that leads us to the White Sox bringing up Chase Madroff. And
I know he'd be happy for me, but I went to a Sox game while I was gone.
Did you really?
Yeah, back when they were hosting the Red Sox.
Boy, that was good stuff.
That was there that day.
They won.
The day they won.
They won
Saturday.
Again yesterday. Their first road win comes against the Red Sox.
I wasn't there.
They're 3-3 this year again.
They play them very well.
They've won five games.
They were very competitive over the weekend. I feel like, well, they play today. It's kind of the wraparound series.
They play this morning.
Yes,
right?
This morning. Happy Patriots Day.
10-10 first pitch.
Patriots
10,
Day, correct?
10.
10-10. Well, we're going straight from here to where do you want to go to watch the Sox game? You think, I know sports bars will be crowded in downtown Chicago watching the Sox. Where should we go?
Sadly, I cannot attend. Okay. Mondays and Thursdays.
Oh, that's right.
Only days of the week.
Well, here's what we'll do. What we'll do. Wherever you're going to work out, we will put the Sox on the screen.
Okay, great.
And you'll get more motivated.
We'll booze up while I try to lift a few weights.
Well, you can lift and you can work out. You can stretch. We'll take care of the rest. Yeah, Sox, a little more competitive. We'll talk about them. The injury to Martin Perez is not insignificant. Yeah. They've got some pieces. Yesterday was a good day for Sean Burke. They came back. They won. It was a
first time.
Easter miracle.
They've come back after the sixth inning, and they went
long
0
time
for 79 last year.
Long time
when they were down in the sixth.
Yeah.
So it's good that they actually came back. They actually have gotten to their fifth win a week earlier than last year.
Okay.
A week earlier.
Well, you feel better about their direction, at least.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, they're very limited talent wise. They've got some nice little stories going on though. Edgar Carroll was a nice little call up, and he's done some nice things.
The Bears.
Well, this is Monday of draft week. This is a big deal. It's a big week
going.
In Chicago.
That's it.
In NFL cities, this is a week you sell hope for in places you need to sell hope, and Chicago's one of them.
Days
this is going to be fun.
Days away. Did you realize that they have their third selection in this draft?
Okay.
Before 24 of the 32 teams will make their second selection.
You're going to have to go over that again. All right, you're going to have to go over the math there.
Okay.
So they're making the third pick before.
Because they have such high draft picks.
Right.
Both the number 10 overall pick and then two in the early second round.
Three of the top 41, correct?
They will make their third pick of this upcoming draft before 24 of the 32 teams make their second
that's
pick.
That's a really good
and the upcoming
nugget
draft.
There. That's a definitely a good nugget.
That tells you that there is a pathway to get better before others do.
David Sivertson's going to help us find that pathway, 725.
Yes.
Our lads guy, he's terrific.
Yeah,
looking forward to seeing who they might be leaning toward as the people that are studying this as we get closer, what they think the Bears are leaning toward, maybe at 10. But those first three picks, as you point out, because they're going to get three theoretical starters, day one starters. That's what you're looking for. Three of the first 41 are guys that you think that should be ready, could be ready to start if you need them to.
Immediate impact. That's what you're after. And you're after not just immediate impact, but guys that can get better with your group and that can succeed at the NFL.
I saw
level.
Ben Johnson throw out the first pitch.
He
took a nice picture with Craig Counsell.
Did a good job.
I wondered, that picture, you frame it, put it up in Dustin's man cave. Who gets the championship first?
Yeah, I mean, we're miles away from both that, although Craig is
who competes for a championship first?
Craig is
all right.
Got the better opportunity.
He's got the better opportunity. Who,
the way the season is
who
gone.
Do you have more faith in to win a championship in Chicago? Maybe that's a better way to phrase the question. Maybe that should have been the pick six today. Can we redo that? Redo that?
Wait. Yeah, I think we kind of talked about some.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you haven't missed anything. I'm saying we have talked about the young coaches and it's the talent level that makes you worry. I think the Bears, for instance, need to really strike gold in the draft in order to get to a place where they can make more of an impact. It feels like the Cubs, even with Justin Steele down, even with some question marks, they are scoring runs.
That's true.
In bundles.
The offense is one of those lineups, as we'll discuss. Ben Brown was correct. That does look like arguably one of the best lineups in the National League. My question would be that, though, when you look at a picture of Craig Counsell and Ben Johnson, which manager, skipper, if you will? Which skipper, which leader, if you will, do you have more faith or more belief or more enthusiasm that he will lead you, if you're a fan of the Cubs or a fan of the Bears, some people are a fan of both, if they will lead you to a championship?
But the problem with that is that Ben Johnson hasn't overseen a single game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I know. And yet.
And I think a lot of people would lean toward that one, David, but that's part of the hype machine of the offseason.
Well, I think that's part of the fascination of the question for me, yeah. Is that like we believe a lot. I don't want to say we. A lot of people do believe in that the premise of the question is valid because there's so much blind faith in Ben Johnson before he's coached his first game.
And I don't want to not have it because I have handed my draft concern over to Ben Johnson. He's in charge. He gets to make the call.
That's a smart transfer of responsibility.
Yeah, that's what.
And that's a significant.
It's one the Bears should take.
Well, it's one I think they've taken. I don't think we have any tangible evidence of that. We may get it on draft night. Well, depending on who they take. But you're exactly right. That is what this offseason's all about. And you can apply that to how you view this year's draft. I think Thursday night. They will go to the podium, hand in the card, press send, whatever, and whoever they select will be somebody they believe will be a starter when they compete in a Super Bowl. Because yes. They believe that Ben Johnson is here to do that. And I think people are buying into that.
Yes. There's a lot of buy-in.
I don't think that's always the case when you have a new coach.
Well, it hasn't always been the case here.
No.
With some of the new coaches.
I don't think that when Matt Eberflus was here in 2022 throwing out the first pitch at Wrigley, you looked at him and you thought, wow. And his first draft, whoa. He's going to select somebody that's going to start in a Super Bowl. But I think Thursday night, that's what you're looking for if you're the Bears, if you're a Bears fan, with the number one pick, 10th overall, the Bears select X. And that player will be somebody you have to envision when you are ambitious and you dream a little is going to be starting for the Bears whenever they play in a Super Bowl.
How many stud players, how many blues do you believe there are in the first round of this draft?
Oh, less than a dozen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean seven?
Maybe half that. Yeah.
Seven?
Seven, maybe.
You're getting to the point
that's
where...
That's if you count two tight ends.
If you count two tight ends, but two tight ends are counted by many people.
Yes,
this is great to get into. We got the week to discuss it, but I think when you're talking about what the Bears are looking at 10, it depends on how many teams are compelled to draft for need and take a player that isn't considered a blue player because they need him, in the way of a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And the Bears are left to pick somebody who is a blue player but might not be a position that you think that they need as much as the others.
I am, and we will talk beginning with David Silverstone this morning at 7:25 from our lads. We will discuss where the quarterbacks are going and what that means, how many will be taken.
Yeah.
The more information that's coming in, it feels like even though there's always going to be a quarterback panic, it feels like teams are passing on quarterbacks, so to speak, pardon the pun. But I will be very curious to see if there is any way that a second quarterback goes in the top 10, because it's looking increasingly like teams are zeroing in on a couple of those top-end players, particularly Abdul Carter's not going anywhere, and
I'm with you, but I also think anywhere. That it may be what people want us to think.
Oh no, no, I'm not arguing that, but I'm just saying it doesn't feel like it usually does.
It doesn't feel like
and
it because
you know why? There's been no trades. This is the longest the league has gone without the trade of a first round pick since I believe it was. When Kansas City got Joe Cool, believe it or not, Joe Montana, that was 5 days before the draft.
Oh my gosh, you're going back in era now.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
That usually there's a pick already traded,
yeah.
And at this point,
well, that's part of it. The other part of it,
a few days before the draft,
there's not a consensus on whether or not the number two available quarterback or the one ranked second, Shedeur Sanders, is a legitimate top 10 pick.
There's a feeling he isn't.
There's probably a consensus he isn't, but
wow.
that's not always. It's been
one.
A couple years since the Kenny Pickett draft where the quarterback depth has been this poor, and I think that's contributing to a lot of this stuff we're talking about. So there's not a lot of movement, there's not a lot of activity, or even speculation about a team moving up to get Shedeur Sanders. People be like, "What are you doing?"
Right.
Just wait, he'll be there.
Right.
And that lack of activity maybe contributes to some of what you're talking about. But I do think that if you're able to get one of those, say, top seven players in the draft at 10,
yep.
I don't want to say regardless of position, but you'll be more flexible in your thinking if you're able to get one of those guys who's at the top of your draft board.
And I agree with that. I think the worst case scenario would be if there is none of those guys at the top of your draft. In other words, if it comes time to pick and that particular group has already been selected.
True.
I don't think that
fair
will
enough.
Happen. I don't think there'll be two tight ends gone.
I don't either. I don't think the Bears are going to be in what, and I know you didn't mean it this way, I don't think they're going to be in a case where it's going to be worst case scenario.
Oh, I think there are still plenty of players that will fit and will be good for the Bears. I wonder if they're in trade down scenario. I hope they're not in trade up scenario because, as I mentioned to start the conversation, having three players in your room mm-hmm. before 24 of the 32 teams get to two is a huge advantage.
Huge advantage. Strength in numbers. Here's a good text from 312 regarding the photo that I said that you would frame and put on Dustin's man cave. When Ben Johnson speaks, he commands the language. Council does not. Council's more accomplished, but Johnson sounds better.
Yeah, I understand all the arguments. I'm just saying.
It's not an argument.
No, I'm saying about who's going to win first. I'm just saying. The problem is we haven't even started yet. That
I know.
And so we are champing at the bit.
Yes.
As we
Let's
always
get on with
are.
It. Let's get on with the coronation.
Feel like this off season is over when it hasn't even begun.
No, it's true. It's a good point. Craig Council, too, I think not given as much credit for having the command that he does have. He's just dry. He's very dry. He's very monotone. He doesn't get too excited about anything.
And by the way, like somebody had a tweet that was traveling at lightning speed about the reality of the last time anybody in Chicago won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Like we are in one of the darkest periods we've been in.
Pretty
for
bleak.
A while.
It's pretty
we
bleak.
We got a
10 years.
City of losers.
Are we looking at 10 years? This is it's been a while.
For some, it's like 20. It's a long time. It's been a major drought. And I'm talking about playoff wins. And it's
well, 2015 dark. Was the last championship.
Yes.
With the Hawks.
Yes.
It's a decade.
Yeah.
And
but
now
I'm saying there are teams that haven't won in a long time.
Yeah, I definitely am well aware of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get a little ahead of yourself with the Bears, and I think that's part of what happens when you have, you know, the excitement and then the disappointment, expectations risen by Caleb Williams, and then you go out and you get the number one coach available during the hiring cycle. That's and he big. Does not only look like the guy that was the right person for the job, but he speaks in a way that builds and creates even more enthusiasm. You want them to get started. You can't wait for the season. You want to hear more Ben Johnson. You wanted him to get into the – why didn't he sing the seventh inning stretch? Why didn't he sing that, Dustin? What was the deal? He was there, right?
I wondered the same thing. I was waiting for
I was waiting.
It, and I didn't hear it.
No. Come on, Ben.
Maybe he's not a singer.
Come on.
Maybe he doesn't have a song in his heart.
He's got to have a song in
maybe
his heart.
Maybe he's too busy getting ready for the draft.
Maybe. Maybe.
No.
Maybe he prefers to sing math.
He's got a song in his heart. He's got a skip in his step. He's got the vocal cords. He can sing. He can sing stuff. Maybe he just got
I wonder
busy.
How good the skip in his step is, because ass to ankles, that's one of the best athletes coaches.
Have you seen him squat? You ever seen him squat?
I've heard of him.
Yes, he can squat.
Yes,
that man.
I've heard
he's
the talk.
Definitely. He's loaded.
Arse to ankles.
Thunder thighs.
That's right.
Mr. Thunder
that's
thighs.
Where all the power is.
Caleb Williams was at the game too, right? Wasn't it a couple
Caleb
Bears?
Was at the.
I think he just went for PCA bobblehead
but
day.
He was at the Bulls game, and he sat right in front of Casey Johnson, and it was pretty funny. To every time they cut to Justin Fields, KC is literally right behind him.
Yeah, I saw that on the telecast. Also, Caleb Williams is becoming super fan. In the span of a week, he was at Soldier Field to see Messi play.
Mm.
Then he went to the Bulls game courtside. Then he was at PCA bobblehead day. Get that man in front of the projector, please.
Get that man in front of the playbook.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Super fan later.
And what are you doing here?
I mean,
but he did, in fairness,
no,
at the
I
Bulls game, he threw it into the second row.
I did see that. Who that caught? They didn't catch that pass? They dropped
they
it?
They said that some guy was walking by with a plate of shrimp in one of the boxes and caught it in the ear.
Yeah, right.
Lawsuit pending.
And I think some guy pushed Caleb Williams over after he threw it just out of habit.
Someone sacked him.
Yeah. He was sacked on the throw.
You should have seen the two other attempted throws.
Right.
See, this isn't funny.
I like the way that he has embraced everything about Chicago, though. You got to like that if you're a sports fan. You got to like that.
I don't know that I have. I think when I find out that he's
okay, you don't have to like that. You can not
stuff.
Like that bitter beer face. You don't have to like that.
I think it's
likable to me.
I like that he signed. KC told us that he signed the autograph of every child that came by and took selfies. And I like the availability thing, because if you choose to go out in public, that's what you're facing when you are a star of stars in the city of Chicago. So I think he handled
yes.
that well.
And he's back at work today, I presume, if the Bears are back during their offseason activities. Of course, Texas 2016 Cubs, last championship, 2015 Hawks, was right before that. When was the last time the Sox won a playoff series?
You'd have to go back a long arse time, I'll tell you that. It goes back to Ozzy as manager, right?
Wow.
Have they won since then? I don't believe so.
Bears, we know that what that happened. That was 2011, in January
just,
of 11.
It's like I mean, it just can depress you if you take a minute and look at it.
Sky
and
won
it
a title, 2021, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm not sure that is
for the record, counselor.
Not on the list that I saw, buddy.
I'm not sure which list this is. I wasn't.
No, there was a like I said,
Twitter.
There was like a viral tweet. I got a bunch of people sending it to me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that, it is pretty bleak right now.
Yes.
It's very bleak. And the Cubs captured our imagination. Friday was a historic day at Wrigley Field. And then
wow.
they win again Saturday. Yesterday they blew it. And so they get the day off. Dodgers
did
coming
they,
to town.
Did it's they a big blow it
yeah,
yesterday?
They
blew
did.
It, huh? Okay.
I think they blew it. Dustin, they blew it, right?
They had four hits.
They blew it.
And, like, I don't know. I never felt like they... I mean, they weren't hitting that day. That's all.
By the way,
pity they didn't win.
Who is Josh Naylor's base running coach.
Yeah.
That guy got thrown out twice. It's not like he's a speedster.
But, and it was
thrown out twice at the plate, trying to steal home
mind-boggling. It was, yeah, trying to steal home was the one where you're like, what? Really? Who was that?
I was like, thank you very much.
Yeah, that didn't make an ounce of sense.
No, it didn't. And that game took forever. That was like an Easter Sunday marathon.
Well, there was the 90-minute rain delay, and then the game took forever. I mean, you're absolutely right.
Well, they started it, and then they stopped it.
Show of hands, who was in church that long? I'm guessing nobody.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.